For over a decade, Radio Sai has had the privilege of spreading the message of universal love of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Today, as we celebrate the 12th anniversary, let's listen to what the listeners have to say.
Loving and reverential pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai. Sai Ram, I am Srividya from Sultanate of Oman, Middle East. First of all, our heartfelt gratitude to Bhagwan and Team Radio Sai to have blessed us with the golden opportunity to share our feelings about the wonderful work being done by Team Radio Sai in disseminating Sai values loud and clear to the entire world. As Balvika's guru, I am immensely benefited listening to the Satsang's Thursday live programs, which enhances my connect with Balvika's children and hence with Swami. For example, when we started with Vedanu Dharate, Dashavatar Sloka, I was blessed to listen from Brother Arvind what Swami had explained about evolution. When I was preparing to teach about Parashurama Avatar, I got a clue to refer to my dear students where I found an exclusive chapter about the King Kartavirya Arjuna. Similarly, when we were about to teach Kalki Avatar, we saw a video posted titled Eternal Day on Radio Sai about the super speciality hospital humbly narrating about itself from the time of its inception in the beautiful voice of Brother Ravikumar. This video was shown to children and they were thrilled. Bhagwan's service to humanity with respect to educare, socio-care and medicare were highlighted to children. Similarly, children enjoyed the video about Satya Gita. They loved the story of the Lord's plan narrated in the Anecdotes to Awaken, and they love comic Chinna Kathas. Bhajan tutor helps us to learn the bhajan holistically. The team of students beautifully dwell on the intricacies of the raga, bhava and thala of the bhajan, which makes us feel Swami in every pulse of our being. We have not heard the voice of Rama, Krishna, Jesus, Buddha, but we are blessed to hear the voice of our dear Bhagwan, who transcends the divine principle of all these forms. How much fortunate are we to have been the contemporaries of the avatar, to have had the darshan, sparshan and sambhashan, which we cherish by listening to Radio Sai. Though we miss Swami's physical form, Swami is not past, but the living presence. This is certainly possible because we hear Swami through Radio Sai Global Harmony. It is again because of Swami's abundant grace on Team Radio Sai to carry out his mission relentlessly with dedicated team members. Thank you, Swami and Team Radio Sai. Now, I would like to dedicate the bhajan Sahara Do Bhagawan, which is very close to my heart. Sai Ram.
Sahara Do Bhagawan.
Thank you. Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashanti Nilayam, giving you live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. The proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall ended just now, with the Sai youth of West Bengal offering their love and prayers to Bhagwan this evening. In continuation with the special live broadcast for this Thursday, on the occasion of the 12th anniversary of Swami's arrival to this very place and sanctifying and recharging the entire premises with His sublime love and infinite grace. This is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh taking you across to the next episode of this special live broadcast, the Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. In today's class, we will be having the privilege of learning some special and interesting mantras from Praveena sir, but with a difference. Today, we will be having the class in English along with Sanskrit, the Deva Bhasha. We have with us brothers from the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School to take part in this interesting program. Over to Praveena sir.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Today we'll have, as usual, the session starting with the prayer for Lord Ganesha. So we'll chant the Ganesha Prarthana Mantra together and then we'll commence the session. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavim Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmana Brahmanaspada Anashrinvan Notibhissidhasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Bhirvajini Vati Dhinama Vitrayavatu Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Sai Ram, all the students present here, we have been having so many sessions on the learning of the Vedic mantras, and we have earlier made ourselves acquainted with especially some of the intonations with which we chant these Vedic mantras. Students, as you know, these Vedic mantras are very special and very powerful, and they are said to be very unique because these are the mantras which can give us energy, lot of spiritual energy, which can cleanse the surroundings, which can elevate each one of us. The very fact that Vedic mantras are chanted with intonations, now that creates a positive vibration around us. And we have been learning all these Vedic mantras in all these sessions. But before we go into learning any new mantra or talk something about these Vedic mantras, may I know from you at least what you know of these Vedic mantras and also the Vedic knowledge. As all of you know, the Vedas are said to be infinite, and Vedic wisdom is really enormous, infinite, and Vedas are said to be the very treasure house of the knowledge. Here we have, as Ganesh has mentioned, students from the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, and you are all exposed to learning of this Vedic mantras regularly and very happy about it. And may I know from you, if any one of you know, what is the meaning of this particular word Veda? Anybody knows? Or this Veda has been derived from which specific root word? Dhatu, with. Very good. Shankar Narayan, you are telling the Vedas. The word Veda has been taken from the root word with. You are right. What is the meaning of the root word with?
To know.
To know. Very good. Which means the Veda, word Veda has been derived from the root word with, which means to know. So Veda means knowledge. Vedaha vit iti dhatoho avirbhutaha. Tasmat Vedaha jnana sagaraha eva. When we say Vedas are considered to be the very treasures of all the type of knowledge, obviously we cannot ignore even the physical knowledge that we have been learning, the mundane knowledge that we are learning in various forms. It could be even the various branch of science that we are learning in our own classrooms. It could be even physics, it could be chemistry, it could be mathematics, it could be biology, it could be computer science. I'm sure every one of these important branches has got its own basis and also the most important fundamentals in the Vedas. It's mentioned in the Vedas. Jnanameva vedasyartham sarva vijnana sagaraha. Physics, maths, chemistry incha sarva subject samahitaha. You see, all these branches of science that we have been learning in our own classrooms, sarva subject samahitaha, Vedas contain all this knowledge. Only unfortunately we are not aware of this thing and we are not competent enough possibly to explain, interpret, analyze these things possibly. But definitely you can find a very advanced science in the Veda itself. Yes, any one of you know who has written for the first time the Veda Bhashya? Any one of you?
Sayanacharya.
Yes, very good. It is Sayanacharya, a great noble person who was living in India long ago, ancient India, by name Sayanacharya. He has written the Veda Bhashya very beautifully, and because of which many have been benefited by getting to know the meaning and also the explanation concerning various facts in the Vedas. Anybody knows what is another name given to the Vedanta? Vedasya antima bhagaha Vedanta iti prathitaha.
Upanishadaha.
Samichinam. Yes, you are told rightly. It is the Vedanta, Vedasya antima bhagaha, which is also called Upanishad. Anybody knows how many Upanishads are there? Not very sure? Yes, come on, you tell.
18 no. Upanishads.
18 Upanishads. No, Upanishads are said to be actually originally 1008, out of which 108 Upanishads are said to be available and quite popular. But among them we have Dashopanishads, the 10 Upanishads, which became very popular, and the message contained in these 10 Upanishads were made to known by even the common people, because Adi Shankara has written commentary upon these 10 Upanishads. Isha, Kena, Katha, Prashna, Mundaka, Mandukya, Taittiriya, Aitiriya, Brihadaranyaka, Chandogya. See, these 10 Upanishads are said to be very important and they contain very highly philosophical principles and message which is applied even today. Yes, if we talk about the Vedas and also Vedic knowledge, Vedic message, anybody knows, any Westerner, Western scholar who is associated or even who has written the commentary for the Vedas. Actually, we are very fortunate to call ourselves Indians because we have Vedas very closely associated with us. In every action of ours, in every ritual of ours, in every tradition of ours, actually we can trace back to the Vedic knowledge. Knowingly or unknowingly, we have been following it. We have been part and parcel of it. But however, we also have some of the Western scholars who have written even the commentary on the Vedas. Anybody knows?
Max Muller.
Very good. Max Muller. A German scholar by name Max Muller has written even commentary very beautifully, and this is even available now. We also have the other some of the Western scholars, including the Sir William Jones, actually who was a judge in the court in Calcutta at that time. And he has actually had a very deep, in-depth knowledge in Sanskrit, the Devanagari Lipi, Deva Bhasha, Girvana Bharati. And it is he, Sir William Jones, who has actually even translated the Abhijnana Shakuntala, the greatest, the drama written by Kalidasa himself, Abhijnana Shakuntala. So we have even many of the Western scholars who have interpreted, who have analyzed, who have written commentary on Vedic wisdom. It's very beautiful to know about these things, and also we should be proud because we are having access to such great knowledge. Yes, so we can keep on talking on this Vedic knowledge. And anybody knows Vedas are also called by any other name?
Apaurusheya.
Apaurusheya, very good.
Shruti.
Purusheena na likitaha. You said Shruti. Manish, you are telling Vedas are also called Shrutis. Do you know why they are called Shrutis?
Because they are always sung with intonations.
You should not use the wrong term, singing. They are chanting. Okay, because these Vedic mantras have got specific intonations. And we chant the Vedic mantras. We sing a song. Okay, maybe with a specific rhythm. Laya, Tala, Baddha, etc. However, when you come to the question of these Vedic mantras, usually Vedic mantras, since they have got Udata, Anudata, Swarita, Pluta, Dirgha Swarita, all these important intonations, we chant these Vedic mantras, and the very efficacy of the Vedic mantras lies in the intonation. That's why we should be very cautious even while chanting Vedas, because we are not supposed to commit mistake, errors as much as possible. Yes. So we have, Vedas are also called Shrutis. Shrutva Krita Iti Shruti. Merely by hearing. Okay, from the gurus to the students. Only by way of listening to the gurus' teachings. From there, passed on to the next generation. So Shrutva Krita Iti Shruti, that's Vedas are also called Shrutis. Vedas are called Apurusheya. Purushena na likitha. Not written by any of the Purushas. That's why the errors which could occur because of the human writing is not existing in the Vedas. That's why Apaurishayas. They are also called Amnaya, Trai, etc. So that's why these Vedas contain sacred mantras. At the same time, Vedic message later on are passed on to the people from one generation to the next generation by remembering Vedic mantras and the message contained in them. That's how the smritis came into existence. Smritva kratete smriti, parashara smriti, manasmriti, etc. came that way. Which have got actually Vedic message basically. Yes. So when we discuss it or we talk about the language with which these Vedas, Vedic mantras are written, obviously as all of us know, it is Sanskrit language. And this is a beautiful language. Samskrita bhasha ati sulabha madura srimanta cha vartate. Idanim kale api anekaha panditaha tesha nitya jivane samskrita bhashayam eva vyavaharanti. Asmin bhashayaha sulalita kavyam gadya padyani cha rachayanti. Tasmadeva samskrita bhasha ati srimanta bhasha. Anyone of you speak something about Sanskrit? In Sanskrit, if possible, can you try? Yes, anybody? Shankar Narayan, please try.
Samskrita bhasha eka prachinatama bhasha asti. Devaha samskrita bhashayam eva sambhashanam kurvanti. Samskrita bhashayam anekaha shabdaha santi. Ekasya shabdasya chapi bahavaha artaha santi. Samskrita bhashayaha varnamala Ativa Vaitnyaniki Vartate. Sri Jagadguru Adi Shankaracharyena Katitam Samskrita Bhasha Sarvasyaha Bhasha Yaha Mata Asti. Apitu Samskrita Bhasha Eva Mahatvapurna Bhasha Iti Manyate. Vastudaha Veda Upanishada Purana Mahabharata Ramayana Nataka Shastra Dayaha Nana Vidaha Grantaha Samskrita bhashayaha bhandakari virajante. Tan patitva na kevalam bharatiyaha apitu vaideshikaha api ascharya chakitaha bhavanti. Loke bala sahityasya utkamaha api panchatantri hitopadeshe chavithyate. Samskrita bhasha alaukikaihi gunaihi mandida vartate. సంస్కృత సాహిత్యం భారతస్య గౌరవముద్ఘోషయతి. భాషాసు ముఖ్యా మధురా దివ్య కీర్వాణ భారతి. వాణ్యేకా సమలం కరోతి పురుషం యా సంస్కృతా ధార్యతే క్షీయంతే కలు భూషణాని సతతం వాక్భూషణం భూషణం.
సమీచీనం. ఛాత్రాః వేదాః సంస్కృతభాషాయాం ఏవ లిఖితాః. అస్మాకం భారతీయానాం సంస్కృతిః మూలగ్రంథాః మహావేదాః చ సర్వే సంస్కృతభాషాయాం ఏవ లిఖితాః. వేదాః న కేవలం భారతీయ సంస్కృతేః సనాతనధర్మస్య చ మూలం కింతు సకల మానవానాం జీవన విధానస్య చారిత్ర్యస్య చ మార్గదర్శనమపి కుర్వంతి. వైదికధర్మం ఉపజీవ్యైవ విశ్వస్య సర్వేపి ధర్మాః సంప్రవృత్తాః. వైదిక ధర్మమేవ అత్ర భగవద్గీతాయామపి వేదాః విశ్వవృక్షస్య పర్ణతయా సముపవర్ణితాః. పత్రవిహీనః శుష్కః పాదపః నిర్జీవతయా న ఫలాని ప్రదదాతుం ప్రభవతి. ఏవం వైదిక తత్వజ్ఞాన వికలం విశ్వమపి చైతన్యరహితం న ఫలప్రదం భవేత్. తస్మాత్ వైదిక మౌల్యానాం ప్రసారాయ వేద పరంపరా పరిత్రాణం అవశ్యం కరణీయం. వ్యాస మహర్షి వేదాన్ చతుర్భాగే వ్యభజత. తే ఋగ్వేద యజుర్వేద సామవేద తథా అథర్వణవేద. వేదాః వేదానాం అన్యనామాని శృతి ఆమ్నాయ త్రయ ఇతి ఇత్యాదయః. సో వెన్ వి డిస్కస్ అబౌట్ ది వేదిక్ మంత్రాస్ అండ్ ద లాంగ్వేజ్ ఇన్ విచ్ దిస్ వేదిక్ మంత్రాస్ ఆర్ రిటన్, కీర్వాణ భారతి, దేవ భాష, అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సంస్కృత్ లాంగ్వేజ్ విచ్ ఇస్ రిచ్ విత్ వొకాబులరీ. Then when we in general discuss about what is contained in the Vedas, is it universal? The message contained in the Vedas, is it universal? It's very true. It's universal. Maybe we can even give one or two examples to justify this. We also see in Upanishads, there's a branch called Shaktya Upanishad. In that Shaktya Upanishad, we have one important Upanishad called Allah Upanishad. You may be wondering, how Allah Upanishad is part of the Vedas, Upanishads? Yes, it is. And if you see the script, or even the Allah Upanishad, how it goes. Divyani datte, datte, divyani, divyani datte, datta ilala ilale, datte, datta ilale, datte, datta iti datte, ilale varuno, varuna ilala ilale, varuna ఇలల ఇతి ఇలలే వరుణో రాజా రాజా వరుణో వరుణో రాజా రాజా పునర్దు పునర్దు రాజా రాజా పునర్దు పునర్దురితి పునః పునఃదు హ్యవామి మిత్ర మిత్రో హ్యవామి మిత్ర. దెన్ ఇట్ గోస్ ఆన్ అండ్ ఫైనలీ యూ కెన్ సీ ఇట్స్ అ క్వైట్ బిగ్ మంత్ర. యాక్చువల్లీ వాట్ ఐమ్ చాంటింగ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ జటాపాట, ది రిపిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్యాక్వర్డ్ అండ్ ఫార్వర్డ్ రిపిటేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్డ్స్. And finally you can see ilam 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 ilalo akbar hilalo akbar hilalo akbar akbarosmiham akbarosmiham akbarosmiham. So you can see such beautiful Upanishads, as you see in this case of Allah Upanishad as a part of the Shaktya Upanishad. So anybody can accept, yes, the Vedic message is really universal, apply to every individual and very beautifully conveyed to everybody. The whole branch, the Samaveda that you see, you can see beautiful mantras where the mantras are chanted musically. Yadyava indrate shatam e shatam bhume ruta శోనాయి విషం విషం అసి హావువ విషం విషం అసి
ഇടയാമി ഹോയി ഉനയാമി ഹോയി ദൗർണൗർഹ ഈസാമവാസാദിത്യതേഹാ.
So it goes on like that. So this is a beautifully given the Samavedic style of chanting, and you can see Samaveda, from where even the music has been originated. Yes, it's very nice to hear, and also you can see beautifully it enhances our own inclination towards the Vedic knowledge. So that's how you can see concerning Vedas, it goes beyond the time, caste, creed, and even the places, etc. The message is universal, and many of the mantras that you can see in the Samaveda, beautiful to hear. Such Samavedic style of chanting, even if we get even in some of the other Yajurvedic part also, as you have been chanting in your own schools. Okay, I have been in the morning for a session. I am also aware that you have been practicing and chanting the Vedic mantras regularly. It's very nice to know. En masse learning and chanting many of the mantras right from the young age till the, say, 11th class, 12th class, etc., learning regularly, practicing regularly. And you must have learned one of the important mantras like Bhrigavalli, where a part of it in the end, a Samavedic style of chanting comes. Anybody knows that particular part? Yes, can you chant?
Ha hu ha hu ha hu Ahamanna mahamanna mahamannam Ahamannado ahamannado ahamannada Ahagrishlokakrita.
Very good. You can see this Samavedic style of chanting you can also find as a part in some of the Yajurvedic mantras also, as just now mentioned. Ha hu ha hu ha hu Ahamanna mahamanna mahamannam Ahamannado ahamannado ahamannadaha. It goes like that. And even during those time, they used to have specific time duration with which actually they used to calculate how long were the duration of chanting of each of these letters, syllables. It cannot go longer than that, and it cannot be chanted shorter than that. That is the Samavedic style of Vedic chanting. So if you see the message contained in the Vedas and beauty of Vedas in terms of the vast knowledge contained in the Vedas, it's really great. And we're very fortunate because we also have some kind of touch. We also are familiar to some extent with the beautiful language with which the Vedic mantras are written. Sanskrit language, Deva Bhasha, which is said to be a novel language, a beautiful language, with a lot of rich vocabulary. Many a time you can see, for the same object, there are many different words. Or one word can convey so many different meanings altogether. For example, when you say Om, invariably most of these Vedic mantras, we start with Omkara, which is nothing but Pranava. This Pranava, Pranava mantranam setuhu. Pranava, this word has been derived from the root word Nu. What is the meaning of this Nu? Rakshana, Gati, Kanti, Tripti, Avagama, Preeti, Pravesha, Savana, Samisa, Icha, Kirti, Vyapti, Alingana, Dana, Boga, Himsa, Vriddhi. You see, so many different meanings for the same root word. Nu Dhatu. When you say Go, quite often you can see so many references in the Vedic mantras where Go or Dhenu, Shatari, Vasa. Okay, all this mean the same thing, Go, which means the cow. So that's how we can see That is the beauty of a Sanskrit language. If you say one dry tree is standing in front of you, in Sanskrit how do you say? Shushkaha vrikshaha agre tishtati. Shushkaha vrikshaha agre tishtati. But same thing, see, shushko vrikshas tishtatyagre, same thing can be told. Shushka, nirasa, vriksha, taru, agre, purata, tishtati, vilasati. So, nirasa, taru, riva, vilasati, purata is nothing but shushko vrikshas tishtatyagre. That is the beauty of Sanskrit language. So, you can see such great language, which actually showcases such beautiful, great mantras, which are chanted with all these intonations, make it more powerful. And by chanting these Vedic mantras, not only the individual who chants it purifies himself, elevates himself, but also the surroundings will be cleansed. I do not know how many of you know about this. Even today we have mantropathy, just like homeopathy, allopathy, mantropathy, wherein by chanting mantra itself, various mantras, yes, we can eradicate, we can find some kind of cure for diseases, we can cleanse our own surroundings. Yes, that is the significance, that is the importance, that is the beauty of Sanskrit language. And that is the beauty of the language which is given, this Vedic mantras, all these Vedic mantras. Yes, I think now we'll chant Sai Gayatri together. All of you know, you are familiar with Sai Gayatri. We have been chanting it regularly. We will chant together Sai Gayatri, starting with Om.
Om Sai Ishwaraya Vidmahe Satya Devaya Dhimahi Tannah Sarva Prachodayat.
Yes, as all of you know, the Gayatri mantras, here we say Sai Gayatri. We also have various Gayatris. It could be even Vishnu Gayatri. We got Lakshmi Gayatri, Devi Gayatri, Shanmukha Gayatri, Narasimha Gayatri. So many Gayatris. Anybody knows why they are basically called Gayatri mantras? Of course, one way you can see these mantras said to be very potential, very powerful mantras. Gayantam trayate iti Gayatri. Trayate protects Gayantam. The one who chants this will be protected by the Gayatri mantra itself. Gayantam trayate iti Gayatri. And invariably you can see all these Gayatri mantras are written in Gayatri meter, Gayatri chandas. So you can see having three padas and each pada having eight syllables, that makes the Gayatri chandas. And you can see there are quite a few mantras, large number of mantras in Vedas. It could be Rig Veda, it could be Yajurveda, it could be Atharvana Veda. And you can see there are so many mantras which are written in Gayatri meter, Gayatri chandas. And you can see concerning the meters, the chandas is part of the Vedanga. Anybody knows which are the Vedangas? They are also called as Shadangas, the six accessories, which are actually part and parcel of the learning of the Vedas. Yes.
Shiksha, Vyakarana, Chandas, Jyotisha, Nirukta and Kalpa.
Very good. So these are said to be Shadangas. Anybody knows which are Shad Darshanas? Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Purva Mimamsa, Uttara Mimamsa. So one has to be thorough with knowledge contained in all these branches. Shadangas, Shad Darshanas. And then you can see, he'll be able to really get benefit out of interpretation that he can do concerning Vedic knowledge. When you say learning Vedas, not merely by hearting and repeating the Vedic mantras, a thorough knowledge refers to even studying, knowing, having an in-depth knowledge regarding Vedangas and even the Shad Darshanas. Even during those days, Vedic time, disciples, pupils, they used to learn Vedic mantras under competent gurus. In fact, they used to have their own universities. They should have even vice chancellors. Daumya Maharshi is one such vice chancellor, where he was housing so many students, more than 10,000 students, and for them learning center is the hermitage of the Guru himself. Obedience was the prerequisite for learning Vedic mantras. And all these disciples, with sincerity, with earnestness, with the devotion, they used to learn Vedic mantras. Learning for 12 years was compulsory. Of course, those who want to have further studies, they used to stay for 48 years in the hermitage of the gurus, and they used to learn with Vedic mantras. And you can see, after learning for a certain known period of time, they used to leave the hermitage of the gurus, and during that time, yes, the degree giving or the convocation celebration, convocation function, Snatakotar Padavi function used to be held even during those times. That's why even today we have, during convocation, invariably this mantra being chanted, part of the Shikshavalli, Veda Mano Chacharyo Ante Vasar Manu Shasti Satyam Vada Dharmam Chara. So you can see even today we chant this mantra, because during those days also, disciples, pupils, they used to learn under the great sages who are totally committed, and they used to impart their knowledge to the students. And students, they used to promise, yes, whatever I have learnt under you, I will continue to practice them and put into practice what I have learnt, and I will be useful to the society. I will serve the society. They used to pledge and then leave the hermitages. Such great ideals used to be there during those times. And we can see even such ideals are also being continued in many of the institutions. So we are very fortunate, especially Swami has given us opportunity to learn these Vedic mantras and make ourselves acquainted with this beautiful language of Sanskrit. So that's how we are very lucky, we are very fortunate. We have the key to open the great room, treasure house of the Sanskrit knowledge itself, the knowledge of the Vedic wisdom. We have the key, but we have to make up our minds to open it and see what is there inside. Sincerely take it for our own benefit and spread the knowledge, propagate the Vedic knowledge for the benefit of everybody, serve the society. That's what the message even Swami has given to all of us. That's what the message is contained in the Vedas. Is any clarification, any doubt, any one of you having? We are very fortunate because 12 years back, Swami had inaugurated this particular system, the Radio Sai, and we have been trying in our own small way how we can propagate the Vedic knowledge, Vedic message, and also how it may be beneficial to most of the people. We have been trying on these lines. May Swami bless all of us. May Swami bless all the creatures. May Swami bless the whole world. So we'll conclude with the Kshama Prarthana Mantra chanting together.
Om Yadakshara Padabhrashtam Matrahinam Tuyadbhavet Tatsarvam Shamyatam Deva Narayana Namostute Visarga Bindu Matrani Padapadaksharani Cha Nyunani Chatiriktani Shamasvasa Ishvara Aparada Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishammaya Daso Yamiti Mamatva Shamasvasa Ishvara Anyatha Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Sa Ishvara Hari Om Dasa Sri Sa Ishvara Arpanamastu.
Thank you, Praveena sir, for giving us this beautiful exposition on the Vedic learning, along with insights into the Samavedic mantras and also the interesting Allah Upanishad. We also thank all the higher secondary school students for taking part in this special program. Sir, we are indeed fortunate to have you teach us these sacred hymns in the medium of the Sanskrit language. In future, we would be very pleased to have more classes and sessions in this sacred language of Sanskrit. With this, we come to an end to this episode of Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. Before we go into the next segment, the special Bhajan Tutor by Brother Bishu, we present to you.
For over a decade, Radio Sai has had the privilege of spreading the message of universal love of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Today, as we celebrate the 12th anniversary, let's listen to what the listeners have to say.
Sai Ram sir, I am Badri Narayanan, a regular listener of Radio Sai Asia stream, speaking from Chennai. Sai, I rather adore Radio Sai, not just claim a liking for it. Unlike any entertainment channel that tickles and thrills the audience for momentary pleasures, or a news or sports channel for that matter, that dishes out stuff of transitory significance, Radio Sai deals with a more precious and enduring subject like the mental and spiritual health of people, to achieve individual and collective peace and harmony across the globe. So I just can't spell out a mere liking, but place my salutations to it with love and reverence. The varieties of well-conceived, well-produced and elegantly presented programs are a divine treat to the serious listeners. I may mention in particular the group discussions like Shravanam Mananam Tidhyasanam, the Thursday Live programs, the recorded speeches of Swami, the interviews, the bhajan stream, everything trigger the finest memories of the golden days gone by. Besides the calling, reinforcing and clarifying the nuances of Sai messages effectively. Verily, Radio Sai Global Harmony is the most precious prasadam of Swami to the world community. The RS team, consisting of the youth groomed by Swami and guided by elders who had worked under the Divine Presence, deserve all the grateful praise and encouragement for their exemplary work. I dedicate this song, Patita Pavana Ram, to Swami, as it spells out exactly the deepest yearnings of a lay devotee like me, who slips and stumbles in the challenging path of spirituality and seeks His grace. Thank you, Radio Sai. Thank you, Swami. Jai Sai Ram.
Patita Pavana Ram. Oh.
Thank you.